Florida is home to roughly 22 million people, and according to the state's Department of Health and the Center for Disease Control, more than 128,000 Floridians are HIV positive. That's the highest of any state in the U.S. Christopher Woodring, a senior pharmacist at an HIV rehab clinic in New York, says the number of HIV patients in Florida has steadily climbed over the last 5 years.
HIV is increasing in Florida. It looks like you've almost increased from 2019 to the most recent data in 2024 by 15,000 persons living with HIV. So that was a number around 115,000, and now it looks like it's closer to 130,000.
Woodring says Florida has the third highest new infection rate in the nation, and he says the virus kills hundreds of people in Florida each year. Health officials say the spread of HIV is linked to unsafe practices, lack of awareness, and limited access to HIV care. To combat this, Florida clinics are working with the federal Ryan White HIV and AIDS program. The initiative, which came about in 1990, allows health clinics to use federal funds to pay for HIV treatment and other related services to low-income patients.
So we have case management, housing assistance, food assistance, mental health counselors, pretty much everything that a client that's HIV positive could need.
Rob Renzi is the CEO of Big Ben Cares in Tallahassee. It's part of the Ryan White program and provides care for HIV patients. Renzi says his facility also works to help people reduce their chance of contracting the virus. That's done with the help of Congress's 340B drug pricing program. Renzi says since becoming a Ryan White partner, his clinic receives their HIV medication at a discounted rate. The money saved goes towards free STD education programs.
When I first started, we got just around $1 million in Ryan White funds, and we had about 360 patients. Today, 20 years later, I have over 1,000 patients. So without 340B to supplement, we would not be able to do anything.
Health experts urge at-risk people to get tested and begin HIV PrEP medication to reduce the chances of getting HIV. Emily Blakelock, an executive officer of the National Ryan White 340B program, also notes that people who aren't at risk should do their part as well by staying informed on the latest HIV services.
We provide dental services. We provide food vouchers. We help with transportation for more rural areas to provide access. And so it's really the crux of that wraparound services that we're providing that leads to the elimination of HIV.
I'm Adrian Andrews.